That's Simply Red and Stars. You're on ABC Southwest. The time is 20 minutes to 9, and it's a time to talk sport and exercise. And today the spotlight is on Taekwondo. I have Taekwondo instructor Justin Warren and young Chloe Wild, who's only 10 years old, but is a black belt in Taekwondo as well. They're both in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Norm. Thanks for the opportunity to come in this morning.
It's great to have you in. So tell me, what are the origins of Taekwondo?
Taekwondo is a martial art that originated some 2,000 years ago in Korea. Basically, it was formed from a series of different martial arts that combined together into the one art of Taekwondo. And it's sort of just progressed from that point on.
So there's a little bit of judo, a little bit of what else have you
got? Yeah,
there's
sort of a little bit of mixtures, but it's primarily a stand-up martial art that involves mostly kicking. We do use a lot of hand techniques as well, but that's what makes it a good martial art for kids and especially women, because it is using the strongest muscles of the body. So a person that's quite small can deliver a very strong blow using their strongest muscles.
So Chloe, you're only 10, but do you reckon you could get me to the ground in one movement?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. We'll have to try that afterwards. I believe you. So tell me, Justin, how did you get into Taekwondo?
I started originally through a bully problem. I end up getting a few hard punches off a couple of guys, end up breaking my nose, and I thought, oh, it's the time I wanted to learn to protect myself. And I actually went out as a form of revenge to start, but my instructor was a smart man. He said to me, look, it's worth so much more and about so much more than just hitting and punching people. And probably a couple of weeks into it, I sort of realised that, and I made the decision that was what I wanted to spend the rest of my life doing.
How
and
old
never
were you then?
I was about 16 at the time.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Yeah, and end up in hospital after the event. And it was a bit of a life-changing thing for me, but it's ended up a very positive thing because now I've found the art that I love so much and teach to kids and adults alike.
You ended up in hospital after the event?
Yeah, that was after I got beaten up by the police.
Oh, right. Yeah, so it wasn't a Taekwondo injury.
No. Taekwondo is very safe. It is though it is a contact sport, a lot of safety equipment, and we look after each other a lot too. But obviously, if it comes to a self-defense situation, then we have to get a bit more aggressive and use our skills properly. So,
Chloe, what do you like about Taekwondo?
Keeps me fit and healthy, and the instructors, the tournaments, and it helps me defend myself if someone tries to hurt me.
How often do you train?
6 times a week.
6 times a week?
Yeah, Chloe's very dedicated. She's won 2 Australian titles and 3 state championships for her age group, and she's a black belt as well, so she's one of our most dedicated students down there.
That is amazing. A black belt and you're only 10 years old. That's incredible.
Yeah,
you were saying that you've won, Chloe, a couple of state titles, and also did you get to travel when you went on the Australian Nationals?
Yeah.
Wow, where'd you go?
Queensland.
What was that like?
Really cool.
Do you make lots of good friends in Taekwondo?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. All right. So could I use some Taekwondo movements in some self-defense if I needed to?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. I mean, a lot of the talk with Taekwondo is about the sport, but there's probably only about 10% of people that do Taekwondo that actually compete in the sport of Taekwondo. Most of it is self-defense orientated. So it's a great martial art for people to keep fit and just to learn more confidence and what their body can do just to actually protect themselves, which is quite amazing sometimes.
Yeah. So it is an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Tell me, how do you score points in competition?
The competitions, we wear full protective gear as it is full contact, but basically you'll score 1 point if you get a successful kick to the body. If you do a kick to the body, but it's got a turning action, like a spinning action, you get 2 points. A kick to the face or the head is worth 3 points, and then any kick to the face that's got a turning or a spinning action is worth 4 points. So it ends up a variety of kicks and techniques are thrown, but now we find, because the rules have slightly changed since the Olympics, people tend to be going more for the higher kicks. But in saying that, you have to be over 14 before they allow the face kicking. So any person that's under 14, like Chloe, if they compete, they only go contact to chest guard. So it's a very safe martial art for the young kids to get involved with.
Chloe, are you renowned for a particular move? Are you a bit famous for something that you do really well on the Taekwondo floor?
You've got a nice tornado kick, I reckon.
A tornado kick? That sounds impressive.
Where you spin around and, like, you jump and kick.
Yeah? Mm. Just spin around once, or how many times do you spin around?
Once.
Just once, because I guess if you spun around a few times, you might get yourself dizzy.
Yeah.
So, Justin, you've been doing it for a while now. What is it that you love about Taekwondo, and why should someone who's been thinking about it perhaps go along and find out about it?
Yeah, well, I've been doing Taekwondo for 25 years now, and as I said, I started for a confidence thing against bullies, but it really is a great confidence booster. It'll give you that peace of mind that when you're walking around that you have got some skills that can protect yourself. And you know, most times you only have to learn some small amount of skills to have enough to actually protect yourself. But it is a great form of keeping fit. It involves flexibility, speed, endurance. It uses all of your muscles. The stretching is quite intense in it, which is really good for the flexibility. We find we've got students, our younger students are 3 years old, which are our little dragonflies. And then we've got some of our elder students who are in the 50s and 60s. So we've got a combination of all age groups. So it's a great martial art to keep fit. And it's not so intense as what a lot of the martial arts are. Like, you won't get hit as many times in the face and things like that, which are obviously for people who have to go to work and stuff like that. They don't want to be looking like a pig dog or something like that as you're going to work. So it has got that element of safety to it, which is makes it very popular with the public.
You were telling me you've got a fun day coming up.
Yeah, we have. Thanks. Yeah, we're on the 3rd of November at our headquarters in Armitage Street. We've got a free fun day for any children who want to come down. But what we're going to offer, anyone who mentions this interview with Nom, if you want to bring your kids down or come down yourself, we'll give you some free classes to come and give it a go. And we're happy to have anyone come down and try out our class and find out what we love so much about Taekwondo as well. So we're going to run it on the 3rd of November at our headquarters at Armitage Street, and it starts around about 2 o'clock. If anyone jumps on our webpage, we'll have all the details on there.
Good on you. Justin Warren from Taekwondo Central and Chloe Wild, Black Belt Taekwondo. Thanks so much for coming to the studios today and talking to us.
Thank you for the opportunity, Norm. We appreciate it.